As all eyes are on the presidential election coming up so soon, let's take a few minutes to talk about an election that very few people will probably be watching, Arizona's fire district boards. In fact, so few people wanted to run for them that many of these elections are canceled. And our next guest argues that's a problem. Joanna Allhands is a columnist for the Arizona Republic and wrote recently about how none of the 19 fire districts in Maricopa County will hold elections this year. In some districts, not enough people stepped up to run. In others, there weren't enough candidates to fill the empty seats on the boards that run them. I spoke with Allhands more about why this should matter to us all and what fire districts are to begin with.
So fire districts definitely run under the radar for a lot of people. You know, they're pretty much as old as statehood. They've been around for a very long time. And basically what it is people come together and decide we need fire service, we need medical service. And so they elect a board to sort of oversee that for them. And so this board of people in the community, the only requirement is that you have to live in the fire district to represent it. Basically, you can choose to, you know, hire a chief if you need to, just all the different things that would happen with a fire department that we think of. Basically, this board is sort of overseeing it instead of necessarily a city or something like that.
Okay. And this isn't just in like rural areas like we might think. This happens in urban districts as well. We see these all over.
Yeah, they are all over the state. A lot of them are in rural areas. In fact, I was told that basically if you're headed north on the 17 and you enter Anthem, basically your trip north from Anthem all the way up to the city limits of Flagstaff, if something were to happen and you were injured and needed to have some sort of emergency service, generally what's going to come and get you is a fire district. Some of them are, you know, volunteers. Some of them are professional firefighters and paramedics. But, you know, all of these different districts provide just a wide range of service. That said, there are some that are right here in the middle of the valley. There are, you know, some county islands that initially were probably out in the country that created a fire district, like in Chandler and in Scottsdale and Tempe, places like that we think are pretty urban. Some of those areas actually still have fire districts covering them.
So you're reporting that there are 19 races for the fire district boards here in Maricopa County, and that none of these are going to appear on the ballot. There will be no elections in the county for this. Explain to us what that means. Like, how did this happen?
Well, basically what it means is not enough people decided to run for the seats that are available. Every so often, these boards are elected, and it just seems that there are fewer and fewer people who are willing to do this work.
Why is this something that no one wants to do? Is it that there's no awareness of what these boards do or who they are? Or is it that there's no pay and there's nothing in it for them?
I think it's a combination. I think it's that they really fly under the radar. There are things that people really don't know happen, especially in more urban areas like Maricopa County. We just assume that, like, you know, if you live in Tempe or Scottsdale or whatnot, you call 911, the Tempe or Scottsdale Fire Department is going to help you. Mm-hmm. And actually, that tends to be the case. Even with the fire districts, a lot of them just contract out to municipal departments to provide their service. But there still has to be this board that oversees that service. So there's a lot of people that don't understand that. In addition to that, it's just really, there's a lot of challenges that fire districts face. Providing fire and medical service is not cheap. Mm-hmm. You know, there's pension costs for firefighters that continue to escalate. You know, COVID certainly has exacerbated things with the amount of PPE that they've got to go through and stuff. You know, that increases costs. Wildfires that run through areas, some of the more rural areas, that can really strain things. So there's all these things that they've got to pay for. I mean, you've got to provide the service, right? But they're very constrained in how they get that money because they rely almost exclusively on property taxes. And the state law really restricts how much of that property tax they can collect. So there's a cap on how much they can use of assessed value. There was a proposition several years ago that limits the amount of assessment that they can do and how much they can increase it by only like 5%. And actually it indexed how much that you could levy to a really like basically great recession level property values, which were extremely low. So there's not enough money from taxes in a lot of these districts to cover a lot of what they want to do. So, you know, there are some statewide that have had to lay off firefighters. Some have gotten into fighting wildland fires just to help generate money and to do things to, you know, help keep their district afloat. Some have combined with others just to try to be able to provide service. It's a hard job to do this.
And that leads me, I think, probably well to my last question here, which is, you know, why should voters care about this? Like, why should this worry us that we're not going to see any of these 19 boards here in the county hold elections this year?
Right. Well, and I think ultimately an election is a check and balance, right? You know, an election is a time for voters to say, like, we think you're doing a good job, or nope, we need to do something, we need to change it, you know, and clearly the districts have issues that could be addressed, things especially with the constraints on their budgets and that sort of thing. If no one's watching what's happening here, you know, there's just not a lot of oversight on it. If that's the case, then how do we know that they're providing the best fire service? And really, you know, ultimately, fire districts, they touch about 1.2 million people in the state. Wow. So we definitely want to make sure that fire districts are using the money wisely, that they are able to raise enough money to be able to do the things that they need to do. Because ultimately, if you call 911, you need somebody to show up, and you need them to show up in a timely manner.
All right. That is Johanna Allhands with the Arizona Republic joining us to talk about fire districts and the lack of elections coming up for those. Johanna, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this.
You're welcome.